In our Capricorn Morning Star Initiation Circle, we speak a great deal about the Circle of the Grandmothers, and many have shared stories about your own grandmothers or grandmothers you have met throughout your life who have impacted you, or about a connection to grandmother guides and wisdom. This guided meditation is intended to support you in meeting the grandmother guide or guides whose support, wisdom, and guidance will be of the greatest relevance and import for you at this time in your life. She or they may resemble a grandmother from your biological lineage, from the near or distant past. She may be a grandmother figure whose connection goes beyond that of family lineage, but has more to do with soul lineage. The grandmother goddess has many forms, yet she has a strong connection to both the wisdom of the past and the potential of the future. She sees us as we are now, and she holds our past with love and care. She also sees and holds the vision for our most joyful, soul-aligned future. Now let us begin. Find a place for yourself where you can completely relax. You may wish to sit or lie down in a comfortable place. Now take three deep breaths. Now allow to drop and fall away any anxiety, any chatter in your head, any burdens you may have been carrying from your day, any energy that does not belong to you. Notice any tension in your body and send loving energy to that part of your body and observe your body and mind falling into a relaxed, deeply present state of being. Close your eyes and imagine that you are lying in a large field filled with grass and with flowers. The grass is soft on your back and the flowers are beautiful. They are your favorite color, your favorite kind. The aroma they emit is subtle but calming and joyful. The sun overhead is warm and nourishing, but somehow it is also soft. There is no glare. As you relax in this radiant field, bring into your awareness an area of tension or challenge, something that is most pressing in your life at this time, an issue that drains your energy and seems impossible to resolve. Once you have identified this challenge, give it a name. Put this problem, as though it is a thing with a shape and form, in your pocket where you can access it later. Now look up to see an enormous bird spiraling down towards you. It is a beautiful owl, a female. And she picks you up to take you across the mountains, far off into the distance. Finally, you arrive at your destination. You are in a wide, deep valley like a bowl. Look around. To your left, you see a tall bluff of red stone, of red rock. It is magnificent. As you focus your gaze, you see that this bluff is comprised of a gathering of faces, of beings, like a council of stone people, of grandmothers, gazing down at you. And now you turn your gaze directly ahead, to see a winding stream with a grove of elegant, enormous cottonwood trees. As you feel the wind in the leaves of the trees and in your face, as you focus your gaze on the cottonwoods, suddenly you see that they are, in fact, the bodies of women, of grandmothers. Elegant, tall, and ancient, their feet are dancing in the water of the stream. And now you turn your gaze to the right to see the large entrance to a cave. Inside, you see the flames of a fire and a circle of women gathered within. You hear their voices, their laughter. This, too, is a gathering of grandmothers. Now, as you stand at this intersection, ask yourself, ask at the very core of your being, which direction is yours to take? Is your grandmother on the bluff? Is she in the grove of cottonwoods? Or is she within the cave? Feel the tug of your answer and let it pull you toward the grandmothers who are your counsel. Approach your circle of grandmothers, reach into your pocket. Not the one with your problems, the other one. Inside you will find an offering, perhaps cornmeal, or tobacco, or sage, a crystal, or sweetgrass. Kneel before this circle of grandmothers and offer your gift. Tell them you would like to meet your grandmother guide, she who will support you in your current life initiations. And now they bring her to you. You see her, and she welcomes you. You recognize her, and you know she is your grandmother guide. She takes your hands in her hands. She welcomes you in her way. Perhaps she sings a song for you. Perhaps she anoints you with oils. Perhaps she embraces you. And now you are here, together. Take a moment to connect from the heart. What does she look like? How do you feel in her presence? If she will share her true name with you. Good. Now ask if she has a name for you, a true name that she would like you to hear now. Good. Time to connect with your grandmother guide. Ask her if there is a specific sign in the world of form to look for so that you will know she is there. A certain kind of bird, a figure in your dream, a feeling in a certain part of your body. Where does she live in your body? She wishes to bring into your life at this time. Listen deeply. there is a gentle way she can communicate with you when you are off track in your choices from her perspective. A specific signal she can give. A word, a feeling in your body, a specific scent. Ask if she can also give a specific feeling, sign, or scent when you are on track from her perspective. And now is the time for you to share with her your burden, the one you are carrying, and to ask for her guidance and for her support. Take your problem, your burden, out of your pocket and show it to her. Tell her about it. Ask her if she has a healing image or advice to help you transform your challenge or your own being, so that you can meet it in a new way. Listen deeply. Ask your grandmother guide if there is anything she needs from you. How might you honor and cherish her presence in your life? Listen deeply. Response from the heart. If you are able to give this to her now, then do so. And now the time has come for you to part. Thank your grandmother guide for the time you have had together, and know that you can always return to her to ask for guidance and to establish a strong connection. Say your goodbye. And now you see your owl appear at a distance, coming closer and closer, ready to bring you back home. Climb on her back and fly away, back across the mountains, across the wide land. And now you return back to where your physical body is now. Bring your attention slowly back into your body. Anchor your understanding that your grandmother guide lives inside of you and will be a constant support for you on your path. And when you are ready, and after this meditation has completed, you may wish to get paper, a pencil, pens, crayons, and draw an image of your grandmother. It doesn't need to be fancy. Something to capture the essence of what it is you feel in her. Something you may wish to look at from time to time to remember your experience. You may also wish to write down some of the answers she gave you to your questions. so that you can remember and appreciate them in the days to come. And now allow this wisdom that has permeated you in this guided journey to just carry you forward on your path, to bless you, and to help you to be ever more grounded in your own wisdom, in your own divine light, and to know that you are held and supported in the circle of the Grandmother, and as an agent of helping to heal this earth and bring in a culture that will benefit the next 7 generations. So it is.